Okay.
Then it's read your Bible.
Yes.
You hold that kit or drop it right there. Don't drop it, but put it right maybe on that bag where it will stay. Buona Jesu Esipi.
Amen.
That was wonderful.
Ani Ajasta.
I have a lot on my mind tonight, but I'm not going to preach all night. Come on. I have a lot on my mind, but I'm not going to preach all night.
Nina mambo mengi sana kwenye akili yangu ya kuhubiri jioni, lakini kutokana na mazingira sitaweza kusema yote.
I'd like to use it like this long.
How do the brethren... How does the word get spread? And what is the pattern for its spread?
What is the
pattern?
What is the
pattern for the word spread? For the word to spread. We can find that in 2 Timothy. Verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Second Timothy, chapter 2.
Okay. Timotheo wa pili, mstari wa... Timotheo wa pili, mstari wa...
Chapter 2. Basi, wewe...
You.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
Na mambo yale ulio yasikia kwangu mbele ya mashahidi wengi, hayo uwakabidhi watu waaminifu watakaofaa kuwafundisha na wengine.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Ushiriki tabu pamoja nami kama askari mwema wa Kristo Yesu.
So we see the pattern of how the word is spread.
Tunaona hapa jinsi gani neno linavyoenezwa.
Paul told it to Timothy.
Paulo anamwambia Timotheo.
And Timothy was to teach it to faithful men.
Na Timotheo alitakiwa awafundishe watu waaminifu.
That would be able to teach it to other faithful men.
Ambao watawafundisha watu waaminifu wengine.
That's what happened when we have come over here for you.
Hiyo ndio iliyotokea sisi tunapokuja kwenu nyie hapa.
We have preached the word to faithful men.
Tumefundisha neno kwa watu waaminifu.
And they are supposed to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Na inatakiwa wanajeshi hodari katika Yesu Kristo.
To get the word out to you.
To
get the word out. To preach the word to you.
Kuhubiri neno kwenu.
And it's your job to get the word out to your friends.
Ni neno ni kazi yenu pia kupeleka hili neno mlilopokea kwa wengine pia kwa marafiki zenu.
It's not the preacher's job to make all the people out there come in.
Sio kazi rahisi sio kazi ya mchungaji kuenda nje na kuhubiri watu ili waje hapa.
It's not only his job.
Sio kazi yake yeye peke yake.
It's yours.
Ni kazi yenu nyinyi wote.
He's feeding the sheep.
Yeye analisha kondoo.
Amen.
Amen.
Now.
Sasa.
I think we need to be very careful because this is the main problem in America. And I think it's the main problem in Africa. We have a need to do something. The Bible says that the rich young ruler, the rich young ruler, king, rich young king.
Mfalume tajiri.
Kijana tajiri. Kijana tajiri.
Kijana tajiri, ambaye ni mfalume.
Came to Jesus and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
Akaja kwa Yesu na kumuuliza, "Nifanye nini Yesu ili niweze kuurithi uzima wa milele?"
Saul of Tarsus, when he was struck down on the road,
Sauli wa Tarso alikutwa njiani,
said, "Master, who art thou, Lord, and what would you have me to do?"
Akasema, "Wewe ni Bwana, nitakiwa niambie nini hapo ninatakiwa kukifanya."
The jailer at Philippi,
Filippo,
the jailer at Philippi,
Jairo.
The prison keeper. The keeper of the prison.
Jairo.
After he thought he was going to lose his life, asked the Apostle Paul, "What must I do to be saved?" So there is a lot of things that we on the inside have that make us, that give us a desire to want to do something. The biggest problem in America and the biggest problem in Africa is that people are doing things for the wrong reason. People are doing good things in order to try to make it to heaven. The Bible never says that that's the way. Jesus is the way.
Yes, ninjia.
But the Bible says that there are things for us to do, because in each one of those cases, the Lord answered the rich young ruler. The Lord answered the rich young ruler.
Yes, who are najibu?
The Lord answered the Saul of Tarsus.
Bwana akamjibu yule Sauli wa Tarso.
And Saul answered the Philippian jailer.
Na
Paulo.
Paula.
And na Paulo
answered
akamwambia
the jailer, the keeper of the prison.
Akamwambia yule jailer,
mlinzi wa jela.
Mlinzi wa jela ambaye ni jailer.
Their blessing was that we all have a need to do something. But the reason why we do things is because of the love of Christ. It's because He's shed His blood for us. It gives us the ability to serve. It's not that we don't have anything to do. We've got plenty to do. I'll tell you, the Bible says in the second chapter of Ephesians that we're created unto good works.
We're created.
Tuliumbwa ili tutende matendo mema.
So you see, that's what your purpose is. As you serve your brother, you're serving God. You're not serving your brother to climb the ladder up to heaven.
au mtumiki mwenzio ili uende upande kwenda mbinguni.
But you are serving your brother because God served you.
Unamtumikia mwenzio kwa sababu Bwana alikuokoa wewe pia.
Because he gave everything for you.
Kwa sababu alitoa kila kitu kwa ajili yako.
Because everything goes back to Christ. That though he was rich, then 1 Corinthians says, 2 Corinthians, says that though he was rich, talking about Christ, yet he became poor.
Lakini akajifanya maskini.
That through his poverty,
ili kupitia maskini wake,
ye might be made rich.
Ili tuwe matajiri.
That will preach.
Hiyo ndio tunahubiri hiyo.
But do you know where that is in the scriptures?
Lakini unajua kwamba hiyo inamaanisha nini kwenye maandiko?
Do you know what context it's in?
Unaelewa inazungumzia mazingira gani?
It's right in the middle of the Apostle Paul talking about giving to the church.
Hiyo inazungumza juu ya kutoa kwa kanisa.
Taking an offering to the ministry.
Kujitoa kwa ajili ya huduma.
And helping your brother.
Na kuwasaidia ndugu.
The reason why is because Christ gave everything for you.
Kwa sababu Yesu Kristo alitoa kila kitu kwa ajili yako.
Hallelujah. You see how it all goes back to Christ?
Unaona sasa jinsi gani mambo na utukufu unamrudia Yesu Kristo?
So yes, we have a need to do something inside.
Hivi tunatakiwa kufanya kitu ndani yetu.
Let's work it out.
Hebu kionekane kwa nje.
Let's be consistent with our new nature. God has put that need to do that within you. And when we love our brother, when we do good unto those that are of the household of faith, when we act like God's children outside, when we do good to those that have need, we're looking like our Father. And we give honor to His name. Any questions? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Question.
Yes, question. Yeah, kama si zai yale matunda mema. Eh, kama unasema. Tendi matendo mema. Nitakwenda mbinguni.
If I don't do good, shall I get into heaven?
If you don't do good,
yeah, shall I get into heaven?
Not down here, you won't. Yes. You won't enjoy any blessings in this life.
Anasema hutafurahia baraka katika maisha haya hapa duniani.
If your children don't do what you ask them to do,
watoto wako kama if
your children
kama watoto wako hawatendi vile ninavyotakiwa.
Do you want to give them a lot of blessings?
Yeah, unawabariki.
Or are you more apt to give your children blessings when they are obedient to you? God's the same way with us.
Amen.
His children. We bear His name. Let's not cause it to be a bad name in our communities. Let them see the love of Christ in you.
Amen.
And they'll begin to see that there's a difference in those people that worship at that little place. That doesn't have any music.
Yes.
Instruments that doesn't have any instruments. That doesn't have any loudspeakers. Because the power of the gospel is not in the volume. The power of the gospel is in the spirit. It's in the words.
Yes.
You see, I prayed to God tonight
niliomba sana Mungu leo
that He would drown out that noise that was coming from over yonder.
Kwamba zile sauti na kelele ambazo zinakuja kutoka wapi huko na kuonyesha.
The call to prayer.
Kwamba kushe na makelele ya ngwere 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 ngwere.
And the Lord blessed us with a great rain.
Na Mungu akatubariki kwa mvua nzuri sana jioni yale.
And I couldn't hear it anymore.
Sikuweza kukusikia chochote.
So they could pray as loud as they wanted to.
Isingenyesha mvua wangekuja mimi na muziki yao kwenda tu sumbua sumbua.
And it had no effect on me.
Na yangeniathiri mimi sasa.
But if God wanted to affect me,
lakini kama Mungu angeweza angetaka kunifanyia kitu,
it wouldn't matter how hard it was raining.
Amen. Angefanya pia hii mvua isinyeshe vile vile.
God can touch His children wherever they're at in the world.
Mungu anaweza kugusa watu wake popote walipo duniani.
Let's touch others because we've been touched.
Wacha tuwaguse wengine kwa sababu tumeguswa pia na Mungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Question.
Yes, Jeremy. She's having a question, but it's out of what it has been taught today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kuna siku tulikuwa tuna kama mdahalo hapa. It's kind of like debate.
Okay. One day we had some discussion here, just like a debate, you know? Discussion. Yes.
Okay.
Tulikuwa tunajaribu kuuliza kuhusu pombe.
We were trying to ask one another about alcohol.
Yes.
Tulikuwa tunaulizana kwamba je, pombe ni dhambi?
They were asking each other, is drinking alcohol a sin?
Lakini akisikia mwafaka wala tukupata kifungu cha Biblia ambacho kinaonyesha direct kwamba pombe ni dhambi. Tukaondoka hapa hatuna majibu.
But they didn't read the conclusion from the Bible.
Amen.
Or concerning the verse which showed that drinking alcohol is a sin.
Can I just tell you that the Apostle Paul
naweza nikakwambia kitu kuhusu Mtume Paulo
instructed Timothy
anamwambia Timotheo
to take a little wine for his stomach's sake.
Anasema chukua mvinyo kidogo kwa ajili ya tumbo.
However, but lakini the Bible talks about not getting drunk.
Lakini Biblia inasema usipate kileo
because you lose your mind.
Anasema Biblia inasema usilewe kwa sababu
you lose your ability to reason.
Anasema usilewe kwa sababu akili yako inahama kishalewa akili haifanyi kazi vizuri unakuwa na maruerue.
You think things are a good idea when you're drunk.
Anasema ufikiri vizuri unapokuwa umelewa.
At the time.
Lakini muda.
But in the morning.
Asubuhi.
You say, oh my God, what did I do?
Unaona, oh nilifanya nini jana maskini yangu.
You see.
Unaona.
The Bible says, be not drunk with wine.
Biblia inasema usilewe kwa mvinyo.
But be ye filled with the Spirit.
Lakini kujazwa na Roho.
Hallelujah.
So if someone wants to drink pombe moja,
kwa hiyo mtu anataka kunywa pombe chupa moja,
it doesn't bother me.
Hainisumbui mimi.
But I tell you, you need to be careful.
Lakini nakwambia wewe, uwe makini.
Because if you have a brother or sister,
kama una ndugu dada na kaka,
that it might cause them to stumble in their walk with Christ.
Kama itawaathiri katika mwenendo wao katika Kristo hiyo kunywa pombe hiyo moja.
Don't do it.
Usifanye.
Hallelujah. Amen. He tells us to be high on the Spirit, not high on the,
exactly.
High on the Spirit.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He says be high on the Spirit. Spirit.
Anasema zaidi tujazwe na Roho na sio na hivi vitu hivi.
Not the spirits.
Not
the spirits. The plural, more than one. Spirits.
Tujazwe na Roho sio na maroho. Anaweka ile plural na sio wingi na umoja hapa. Tujazwe na Roho sio na maroho ya mengi.
I don't know. Kwa maelezo yake amesema kabisa. Maelezo anasema si mzungu, yani si mzungu kabisa.
Waacheni mpasike tafsiri. Repeat it.
Huh?
They didn't understand.
Oh, well, in America, we in America we call alcohol spirits. More than one. No, more than one. Not spirit, spirits. More than one. That's just a name that we call it. They say wine and spirits when they advertise alcohol. So, never
mind.
Be high on the Spirit of God.
No.
Spirit in a S.
No.
What is spirits now?
Plural, more than one. Junis, do you understand?
I understand.
Okay.
But because we had a very huge discussion last
yes.
time, that's why I want him to understand, like I do.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Because we are do people should drink alcohol or they should, but in a
little amount.
They should at least.
I'm telling you that the Bible allows for kidogo. But, Lakini, if my kidogo pombe, pombe kidogo, or mvinyo kidogo, if that causes you to stumble in your walk with Christ, say it. Because some people don't know how to drink a little.
Kidogo.
And once they start, they cannot stop. And I know from what I've heard you say that a lot of Africans love to drink a lot of beer. But and a lot of Americans like to drink a lot of beer. And because they want to forget their troubles. But the problem with that is their troubles never leave. When they wake up in the morning, their troubles are still there. Their reality is still there. And they have lost their money that they spent on beer. The beer commercials would never tell you the beer commercials, the advertisements.
Matangazo ya beer
will never show you a person sitting around a commode throwing up in it. They will always show the people having a lot of fun with all the beautiful people. It's a lie of Satan.
They won't show you the broken marriages and the hurt children and the hurt families.
That's right. Good question, Junis. Good question.
Yes, brother.
Brother Kizala wants to add something. Come on, Brother Kizala.
My contribution is in line with what we've been discussing. You see, it's a question the sister raised. That is it love? Permissible to bring beer or not to bring beer. If you look at the context in which it is being presented, like this time, it is illicit beer. But when you look at the background or the very beginning of the culture of our friends, the Jews, there was new wine and old wine.
Right.
So you will discover that a lot of people confuse these two things, old wine and new representation of these two is fulfilled in what Jesus said. You cannot take an old skin and put in new one.
Right.
Meaning that you cannot allow alcohol you cannot allow beer or alcohol to fill you whose spirit is new, has been renewed by the Spirit of God. That's my personal understanding in the interpretation of what Jesus said concerning the new skin putting or an old skin putting in new wine. Now, you cannot, as a believer, consume wine and be at peace, lose your mind, and begin to misbehave. Whether you like it or not, the purpose of drinking beer is that you must get drunk.
Yeah.
You cannot say that you cannot get drunk when you drink beer. That's where the problem is. Now, it is also with a culture. I want to bring it down to the culture. Our African culture and our friends, you Americans and these others, the Britons, you'll discover that wine is part of a meal. Is that so?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes it's part of the meal. You cannot take a meal minus taking a cup of wine. Now, with that, as Africans, we think that you, our friends, the whites, you know it all, and what you do is right. You get the point.
Yeah.
And yet, amongst you, there are some white men who are drunkards.
Yes.
Have you seen the difference? Now, as a result, it's, to some extent, it has become a general rule in order to stop certain people to fall into temptation of getting drunk. It is much better not to drink.
I agree. I agree. If it's going to cause somebody a stumbling block,
yes,
in their walk with Christ, and you know, don't do it.
Kama hicho imekuwa ni kikwazo katika Kristo kwako au kwa mwingine, usifanye.
Because really, why do people get drunk?
Now, of course, they are watu wao wanalewa.
They do it because they want to escape reality.
Kwa sababu wanafanya kwa sababu wanataka kukwepa ukweli.
So instead of getting drunk,
badala ya kulewa sasa,
get up and do something to change your reality.
Fanya kitu ambacho kitabadilisha ule uhalisia.
Instead of trying to forget it by getting drunk.
Kuliko unataka kujifanya matatizo yameisha na unajisahaulisha matatizo wakati kwa kulewa.
Get up and change it.
Kiba?
Get up and change your life, your reality.
Tafadhali badilisha uhalisia.
Another question,
Brother,
yeah.
Hii swali iko na mkanganyiko sana hapa.
Kabisa.
Sasa hivi mara mmoja tulikuwa tunashitoka kuelewa. Kuna madhehebu mengine yanayofundisha kuna kidogo usilewe. Msimamo wetu sasa sisi tunapowafundisha watu tuwaambie wasinywe kabisa
au wanywe kidogo.
Au wanywe kidogo wasilewe. Au wanywe kidogo wasilewe au wasinywe kabisa. Sasa sisi sasa tunapowafundisha watu, tuwafundishe lipi? Wasinywe kabisa ama wanywe kidogo wasilewe? Tufundishe nini?
Brother Paul,
break it down.
Anthony is asking that we as primitive Baptist ministers, let us get a standing here. Should we teach our members to not to drink a little?
I'm not telling them to drink a little.
To Baptist, you gotta chouliza.
Hey, don't let me move.
We
as primitive Baptists, when we are teaching, in primitive Baptists, should we teach the people to get a little drink so that we cannot get drunk?
No,
or they should not drink at all.
No.
I
never tell anybody to drink. Never. I never tell anybody to drink.
Asa mi sita mwambie yote kwamba mtu alewe anywe. Mi siwezi kusema hivyo kumwambia mtu anywe.
From the stand. Because it might cause someone to stumble.
Anasema siwezi kumwambia mtu asinywe kwa sababu hiyo inaweza kumfanya mtu ikawa kikwazo katika kumcha Bwana Mungu wake.
And if I go to someone's house,
lakini napoenda pia kwa nyumba ya mtu fulani,
I'm not going to take a bottle of wine
siwezi kuchukua chupa ya mvinyo
and with my meal
na chakula changu
drink the whole bottle
kunywa chupa yote
because just because I have a little liberty to drink wine in the scriptures
kwa sababu nina uhuru katika Biblia kunywa kidogo.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell somebody to drink.
Siwezi kumwambia mtu anywe.
But the Bible says it leaves it open for someone to take a little.
Lakini Biblia inazungumza juu ya mtu kuchukua kidogo.
But you don't have to.
Lakini hautaki kufanya.
You don't have to.
Hautaki kufanya.
Hatuna hapo
leo. Hatuna. Uh-oh. Yeah. We're going to be here all night.
Yeah,
what?
Brother Ken.
What? Yes.
So don't look at that video.
Come on.
So don't look at that video. Yes. Yeah.
Short form is short. Pombe yoyote sio nzuri. Sababu hata ukisema watu kabe kwa mfungu kuna tunaangalia mifano wao katika hafla. Nenda mwimbili pale utakuta kuna watu wameafika kwa sababu ya pombe. Mimi mwenyewe ninayesimama mbele yenu nilikuwa mtumiaji mzuri sana wa pombe. Tena kupindukia. Lakini ilinibidi niache kutokana kwamba nilikuwa naona kuna madhara fulani. Kwa hiyo sisi katika mafunzo yetu wanasema hivi to see is not believing. Mpaka pale mtu anapotokea ndo anaamini. Sasa tutaki hivyo wewe mtu mwambie asinywe pombe.
Amen. What would she say?
Wanaposema kwamba tunywe kidogo kidogo. Kawaida hulka ya mwanadamu yote huwa hajui kiasi. Mpaka pale kinapomkuta. Unasema kidogo kidogo, kidogo jumsha kidogo kizidi. Kwa hiyo utaanza kidogo kidogo, mwisho usiku utakaa. Kwa hiyo sisi tunawaomba waumini wenzangu popote pale, hata sio lazima tuende, hata mtu ana vijana bilini kuhusu pombe, kwamba yani pombe sio nzuri. Kwa hiyo usifate la longa, wewe unachotakiwa kutembea na imani yako basi, kwa sababu hata Biblia iko na mwanadamu. Kwa hiyo mwanadamu labda alienda katereza kumbe kunywa kidogo, lakini tukiangalia katika mafundisho Yesu akula pombe ambaye tunaamini leo,
Biblia imeandikwa kwa imeandikwa na watu kwa kujua Roho Mtakatifu na Mungu. Kwa hiyo Biblia ni maandiko matakatifu.
We may be here for a while.
Sawa, lakini pombe.
Ni maana yake hapo tunasema Mungu amekosea.
Ah, sawa, ni kweli. Lakini pombe ni mbaya, hata kisimi.
Hata kusema uongo ni mbaya.
Sawa, poa.